He's not from Taney County, is he?
No, he lives in the Springfield area.
What I could find out, the powers of the board, is you have to have at least 3 members. Correct me anytime I've read this off. You tell me if I've read it wrong.
5 members. Yeah, there are currently 5 members, up to 9 members.
The board has the power to sue or be sued. And, of course, Taney County, being on the tax bill, would be, if there was a discrepancy, you have also told us that you would pay for the legal fees if Taney County was sued as part of this.
I believe in the membership ordinance from Taney County back in May 2012, there was no liability clause in there, yes.
Mm-hmm. The board has the power to make and enter into contracts and other instruments with public and private entities. They can contract, employ legal, clerical, accounting, or assistance. They levy assessments with the property owners, a lien on the property and the customer's tax statement. And that lien stays with the property if it sells.
Right. These are improvements of the property for the useful life of the product. So if it's solar panels, it could be up to 20 years. If it's an energy efficient HVAC, typically the manufacturer useful life is 15 years. So that technology, that asset, is improving that property for the useful life of that product.
And like you said, the board will issue bonds. They borrow money from any public or private source. They will collect fees in connection with making and servicing assessment contracts. Now, those fees is kind of what bothers me for the customers, is they have their interest. Those fees that you collect, then my understanding from past meetings is those are passed on to that customer also. Is that correct?
It's just that 4.99% is what funds the district and funds the bond council and funds the operations.
And, of course, you're supposed to file an annual report by July 1st of each year. Those fees,
correct.
And you
the file
have
was
the original?
Reported.
Pardon?
Sorry, the report was filed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have your original investment. You have the interest that you put on it. And then you have the fees on. Now, all of these things that we've talked about, it's just another government agency that we've created, and someone's going to pay for it.
It's voluntary. It's the homeowner. So the homeowner, this is another voluntary financing option for them to finance energy efficiency on their property. Single source, only used for this purpose.
Yes. The cost of it to the customer. They have the interest, and then your fees, your 1% that you're going to pay the county.
That's part
for the
of that.
Collection,
yeah.
Process, and then the assessment part out short of another 1%. So that comes out of the customers also?
That comes out of the 4.99%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What advantages to that from the customer being able to go to a local bank and borrow the money if they've want to put in an energy-efficient heating system or so forth?
Absolutely. And again, this is just another voluntary financing option. So if somebody wants to, typically the local bank has shorter-term variable rate interest, and so that's very much an option for them, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys here to speak? Are you here to learn? What is your role on this specific issue?
I was here just to be able to answer any question when it came to development. So,
so my understanding is you guys are against it, against the PACE program. You guys are for the PACE program.
I am neither for or against. I'm here just
That's not how it was. Not coming from you guys. That's not how it was presented to me, and I believe Mr. Schofield, as what your guys' position on this was.
He's referring to a statement that I made that. If I need support in rescinding the program, that you were in support of rescinding it.
Okay.
I am in support of rescinding the program. Oops, I'm sorry. I am in support of rescinding the program. We've been, City of Hollister got into the program early on, and, you know, post 2008, I think the program offered some opportunities to. Because financing for a lot of things had dried up during that period of time, which the nation and regionally we've worked our way through some of that. So what's available today is highly different. The program, initially I tried to use this with the Candlestick when it was destroyed by the tornado. It became extremely cumbersome, and It was a difficult time to find answers or to get anything through. I'll say, as the community of Hollister, we've not appointed a board. We're probably not in favor of creating a local subdivision for that, political subdivision for that board, or giving another board for this purpose bonding capability or levy capability against taxpayers. And I know that municipalities are not responsible for this, such as we aren't responsible for the community improvement district that we have, or we're not responsible for transportation development districts. Let me assure you, when those go sideways, I can tell you who answers those questions, who gets the attorneys, and who figures all of this out. So if, in fact, we've went this period of time without implementing in a meaningful way these boards, there's probably a high probability that people are figuring out another way to do this. And so that's my position on this and my observation. There is certainly a single use, but a piece of this actually inures to the state. The state gets the Department of Economic Development absolutely. Gets this. They can use this for a wide variety of reasons.
It's according to state statute, it's only energy efficient renewable energy products, and it's actually called out in the state statute.
A heating system that's energy efficient, that would be
only certain energy efficient. They have to meet certain federal, state, or local energy efficient standards to be even eligible for PACE financing. And I'm not sure if the commission was able to read the letter from David Pickrell. He sent an email. He told me he sent an email to the commissioners end of last week, just giving some background on why it's taken the district this amount of time to get going.
Yes, it came the 30th.
Okay, great.
The
30th. So I just want to clarify that my position of being in favor of rescinding, not based on the merit of the program, of its intent, but the fact that we're not using it. It's not been an option. It's not. We're just now starting to really start looking at residential development as far as new development and rehab for workforce housing. And again, this PACE has not been brought up in any prior discussions. And so my favor of getting rid of a program that's not being utilized or there's no awareness of.
And my only objection to it last week was, if it is another tool that could be used, why get rid of it? Now, if there's some sort of harm to the community, if there's some sort of, whenever you start talking about just different, those are the things I need to know as far as how could it affect the municipalities, how could it affect the county. I don't know that it's not our job to. People go to, I think I said this last week, payday loans all the time. It's not our job to stop people from going to payday loans. So if it's not a good interest rate, if it's not a good deal, if it's not a good, that's not our job. Our job isn't to tell people what to do and police people. Our job is to protect the interest, in my opinion, of the municipalities, the county. How do we protect those types of things? So that's my interest. My interest is not to get rid of a tool that could be used to benefit somebody. So that's why that's the only reason I'm not in favor of rescinding it. If it's something, like you just said, we know that our local residential markets picked up quite a bit. So if it's something that could be used in the future, why not keep it? If it's not, just because we haven't used it in the past, but again, since 2008, we really haven't. We're just now starting to get back into the possibility of using that tool.
Well.
And sorry, just real quick, to touch on what you said about as far as it being complicated or being cumbersome or being, I will never do an SBA loan again in my life. I had one. I got out of it. I got rid of it. It cost me, I don't know how much money to get out of it. I will never do an SBA loan again in my life. But that doesn't mean we get rid of that tool to allow people to use SBA loans. Does that make sense? Fortunately, I didn't have to do an SBA loan. I mean,
from a commercial development standpoint, this is not.
But not everybody's that fortunate.
This is not a usable tool, right? So it's strictly residential.
Strictly residential.
This is it's both residential, commercial, government. The Missouri Clean Energy District.
Okay, well then, knowing that, I would then defer to a developer and say, based off your experience and in the process developing your capital stack, you know, with equity and debt, is this a program that you would even consider?
Can I speak to that a little bit? My name is Mark. I'm currently the president of MOSIA, and I was formerly, for 2 years, the deputy director of Renew Missouri.
MOSIA.
Oh, I'm sorry. MOSIA is the Missouri Solar Energy Industries Association. We represent some, I think, 50 or 60 members right now. That accounts for cities, individual members. That also accounts for the solar installers. There's some manufacturers as part of that. It's a little over 3,000 jobs right now that are all across the state. Before that, I was the deputy director of Renew Missouri. It's a nonprofit advocacy group that all we do is work for and defend energy efficiency and renewable energy laws. As part of that position, I followed PACE and its development pretty closely. It was passed, I believe, in 2010 through the state legislature. I came into Missouri. I grew up here, but I came back in 2014, so I missed that exciting fight. But it took a long time to pick up steam, and it was 2 years ago that the very first commercial development actually happened, and that was in Kansas City. I've been to a bunch of different places where I've heard developers speak about the usefulness of this in their capital stack, and the long and short of it is that it really just depends on the particular project. There's certain tax benefits that come with using PACE as a part of it. Almost never is it going to be the entirety of the project, especially for new developments. But, you know, the very first time that it was used was Warnell Plaza in Kansas City, and that was a multi-million dollar upgrade to an aged building that they were having a hard time finding capital for in some of their infrastructure upgrades. They ended up having a 2 or 3 year return on investment because it was just the boilers that they were using to upgrade, or that were, they were using PACE to upgrade, were very old. It was very easy to find energy efficient upgrades for those. So it really does depend on the particular situation. And the reason that residential PACE has not taken off until recently was that it wasn't actually available through, John can tell you more about it, but it wasn't available to the solar installers and any of the energy efficiency installers until late last year. We are now happy to have it as part of our offerings to our customers. It does depend. There's some customers that have no interest in PACE whatsoever. There's some of them that really enjoy having it as an option, primarily because I bump into it on a regular basis in my capacity at Sun Solar. Not only do I do a lot of the lobbying and legislating and that kind of stuff, but I also train salespeople, and I get to watch them go on some of their first appointments and learn how to explain this product to customers. We have certain customers that are saying to us something like, boy, this sounds like a great option. I would love to go solar and start saving money, but I also want to build a new deck, or I want to build a new garage, or I have to have access to my credit score so that I can apply for college for my kids and get those loans. This is a perfect option for those kinds of people because it is below the line debt. It does not count against them in their debt to income ratio. They can have access to their credit score to then do whatever they need with it and then get the benefits of the energy efficiency and the solar on their homes and begin saving money. So it is a particular product to a particular type of person. And as our company has grown, we're the largest solar installer in the residential area in Missouri. We have about 120 employees. We've done several thousand installations over the past 5 years that we've been in existence. And, you know, it's through our efforts primarily that people learn about this and get to know more about it and understand it as an option. You don't really see billboards for PACE or anything like that. So, you know, to that regard, I'd be happy to answer any of the other questions. But John's company, you work for Renovate America, and we offer our product through them. It's called Hero, and they are extremely stringent with the way they let us behave in the marketplace. They do follow-ups on our customers to make sure that everything was explained properly. We get kicked out of the program if we do anything that even remotely smells of inappropriate behavior or selling to people who, you know, aren't fully understanding the loan or anything like that. So there are very strong repercussions for not being good actors in the marketplace, and anything that we can do to continue to be good actors in the marketplace, especially on the governmental level, so that you all understand it, we're happy to do. So I'm just grateful for the time to be here today.
You mentioned one thing that is a concern to me that's in your all of your literature in the contract. It says helps homeowners keep form of credits such as home equity lines and credit cards available.